That's a real BS show on a freezing cold beginning of December. Holy smokes.
And it's only going to get colder.
Yeah. Wait till January shows up. Whew. This is ugly. Ugly.
Yeah.
It snowed all the way up here this morning.
I believe it.
There's several spots on Route 8. It looks like the plows never even got to it.
Jeez.
It was blowing and snowing like crazy.
Yeah, this is my vacation.
Terrible.
So I had to drive in it to go hunting, and it's always fun.
Wow, not me. No thanks. Jeez. Yeah. I don't know. I should have went with Chris to Arizona.
Yeah, there you go.
He's out there in the sunshine in the desert. Whew. So anyways, who's this, John Mayall?
Yeah, John Mayall, yeah.
Show me around. So many trains to ride. When I heard that whistle blow, standing at the station, when I heard that whistle blow. You know, I thought it was a streamline. Whoa, it was a piano. Well, you know, I miss my baby. And I miss her lying by my side. You know, she gave me the kind of love that always kept me satisfied. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeez. I just want to go home and sit by the fire.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Just wait for the spring to show up.
I had a fun trip Thanksgiving. We skipped Thanksgiving recording. Yeah. It's usually our day for recording, but
yeah, I forgot about it.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was all right. I went down to Chris and Summers and ate some food and went home.
And took a nap, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I even watched football or anything.
Oh, wow. I didn't even watch the parade. I forgot to.
They still having that parade?
Yeah, they do. Macy's? Yeah. I kind of do watch it for tradition. My son used to like it when he was a kid.
Big, stupid things.
A commercial.
Floating in the air. Yeah. Everybody's, I don't know. I never got much out of that.
Yeah, neither did I. I went to, after Thanksgiving with my parents, I went and took my son's girlfriend to see her uncle in Ohio near East Palestine. It's south of Youngsville, or Youngstown, I mean. And it was nice going down. It was fine. But on the way back, you know, Meadville, south of Meadville a little bit, and north was just covered in snow. And it came to a point on 79 where it was single lane. You couldn't tell where the road was. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm getting off. I'm going to go 77. And 77 wasn't bad until I got behind a person that was going 30 up the hill and then 10 miles per hour down the hills. And I was trying to keep back from him in case I started sliding because,
you can't stop.
You can't stop. But they're going like 10 down the hill, and it's like a straight. You know, that road's straight. So that Route 77 is a straight. And then we came up on Route 8 to where 77 meets Route 8, and he waved me around him, and I says, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, I have to go all the way to Jamestown, and I don't know which way to go. And I was like, 77 is going to be your best bet. I mean, what else where he's going to go from there? I don't know. Yeah. And then I went hunting, and, it was nice. Saturday wasn't bad at all. No wind. Temperature wasn't too bad. We had snow a little bit, so it wasn't bad to walk around. But Sunday got really cold and windy. And the wind's the problem. You get too much wind out there, then the deer don't want to move. But, yeah, it's...
I don't remember winter being this nasty and just bothering me so much.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's your arthritis, maybe? I mean, that could be a possibility,
I don't know if I got arthritis. Yeah. I don't know.
I started having sciatic nerve pain when I was out there with the cold. So, the only way I can relieve that is, like, laying on the floor doing certain exercises to loosen it up. And this morning...
Do that out in the snow?
You can't. I'd be making snowman out there, or making snow angels in the snow. If I do that, but I was able to this morning resolve it. I don't have any pain today because I was doing my exercises before you came. But yeah, it sucks. This snow, the cold, especially the wind, that hurts a lot.
Well, my son packed up his stuff in an RV and he got a friend from Ohio. Didn't have nothing to do, so he paid him to drive the camper out to Arizona.
Right.
When they got this $25 a month spot to camp.
Right.
And there's thousands of them out there. Yeah. Thousands.
Yeah.
And he's out there in the sunshine. He just loves it.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm thinking about it. I said, he might be onto something there. I don't know. This is crazy.
The major problem in that area that Arizona has is, number one, there's Phoenix, and there's so many people living there, and most of the people living in Arizona live in Phoenix, and they don't have enough water in the ground, and that's a big issue.
Well, he's west of Phoenix. He's closer to California.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, the border there. Okay. Lake Havasu, whatever it's called, I think.
I don't know what it is. It's I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. There's a lake out there. I know that.
RV spot. I mean, just thousands and thousands of RVs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Lake Havasu's out there. I don't know if he's there or not, but there's
Quartzite.
Quartzite?
Yeah. Huh. Quartzite or something like that.
Yeah, it's a... Quartzite. Quartzite,
that sounds right.
Okay, it's like right off of I-10 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's
it's a big giant place. I don't know.
Right. Oh yeah. It's in the valley basically. Oh, that's definitely west of Phoenix. Yeah. It's definitely, you can see the night skies out there for sure. Yeah. Kaffa National Park is just south of them. Huh. Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of cool things out there to see. Oh, Havasu Lake is just north of him. That's another nice place to visit. But yeah, Phoenix is real hot during the summer.
Summertime, you don't want to be out there.
No.
But wintertime, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, at nighttime, it can get really cold out there. I was on the Mojave Desert, so he's just east of Joshua Tree Park, but I was in the Mojave National Park area. It gets real cold in the desert out there when I was in the Army. But no, that's nice. It's nice to go out there and relax.
Wow.
Hopefully there's grocery stores and stuff nearby that you can go to.
Yeah, it's set up for, well, when you get that many people, I wonder if there's a Walmart there.
Oh, you'd hope.
Right, yeah. I don't know.
That'd make things easy.
You know? I don't know. Yeah. But whatever. He didn't want to be here when the cold hit. And he just escaped town just before it started getting ugly.
Right.
And
what's he do for internet? I'm curious now.
I don't know. He must have something because he sends me pictures. And
yeah. Might be using his cell phone.
He texts. Yeah, that's all he's got is a cell phone.
Yeah. Me, I'm the type of person I'd be like, oh, if I had an RV going around, because heck, why not? I could put Starlink or something on it and be mobile, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what all that costs, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, I hope he enjoys himself and hope he's careful.
Right.
He's a little light on the careful spot there.
Yeah, it can, especially when you're far away from home, you know. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, he's also paralyzed, so
that
cuts into his
mobility,
I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah, especially when your kids are far away. When my son was in Arizona with his girlfriend visiting her family, she lives up here. I was concerned for him, you know, like, geez, you know. I know he's an adult, but starts to, you know, when your kids are far away, it kind of makes you worry, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to help them sometimes.
My youngest daughter just moved back from Colorado.
I'm sure she
ended up by Denver there.
Yeah.
She drove back and she got a job, a good job. And
oh, yeah.
Now she, you know, a week into it, she said, okay, that's enough of the snow. She's not sick of it.
She wasn't used to the snow there in Colorado?
You get snow, but it disappears in a day. You know,
oh, really?
You know, there's more sunshine than there is clouds.
Right.
Or up here, it's just ugly.
Right.
So I said, well, you better get used to it. It's just getting started.
Yeah.
So she's got an all-wheel drive car, so that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm sick of it, too. And it just started.
Yeah, if you go like, you know, well, I'll say like an hour south of here, or even 45, you know, even past your house, go a little bit more south, there's less snow. There isn't that much snow, like closer to Pittsburgh.
I'm surprised we got so much snow this year, because usually you guys get it, and we don't get that much. But
it snowed six.
It's already, that one day I got up, there was a foot of snow out there.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. I had to plow the driveway.
Right.
With the tractor.
Right.
Which means there's no cab or anything, so I'm out in the cold.
Yeah, that can do it.
I went to Dunham Sports and got me a $200 worth of winter clothes.
Well, I don't blame you.
I said, I ain't driving around out there with, you know, not prepared.
Yeah. I have a pair of Carhartts for that reason, too. I left my hunting bag in my father's vehicle, and I regret that because I have my gloves. You know, those rawhide gloves I got you? I have the same pair, and I end up forgetting him in his vehicle, and I had to go snow blow without gloves on today. That was fun. I need an extra pair is what I need. I made an order for that to have an extra pair.
I don't know. I'm going to write my congressman and see if he can do away with the snow.
More climate change. We need more warmer weather.
You know, don't fuss with climate change. Let's get it warmer up here.
What did you say? It was going to be 5 degrees tonight?
Yeah, that's what the weather thing said. Five degrees.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to shut down my firewood operation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want to go out there and load that wagon when it's this cold out.
Are you shutting it down just for the winter?
Yeah, well, I just shut it. You know, I just, when people, I get 10 calls a day.
Oh, really?
You know, and most of them are too far away.
Yeah.
But
that website's doing
too
good.
Some of them, they got such a strange attitude. I just say, oh, I'm out of wood.
I don't blame you.
call me in the springtime.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know what to do.
Right.
I didn't realize, well, now that I have to do it by myself, you know,
yeah.
I don't have any help. It's a lot of work.
Oh, sure, sure.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Although right now everything's buried in the snow, so I can't do any splitting or stacking or anything like that.
You'd have to get a snow blower just for that.
Oh. It's terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyways, other than that, everything's fine.
Yeah.
My rib hurts and my hip hurts, but
it's
getting to be old news.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the pain. I get, like I said, that sciatic nerve pain. That makes it hard to walk around, but you suffer through it, you know. The deer are smarter than you think they are, but they're pretty dumb. So when the deer outsmart a human being, you feel really bad. You feel really stupid. You know, you can score good on all these tests and the deer can outsmart you. That's pretty bad, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing how they're pretty sharp. They can see pretty good.
Yeah, especially in dawn and dusk.
They can smell good, too.
They smell better than they see. But dawn and dusk, they see really good, which you'd think they'd see cars better at that time, but they don't. They see headlights and get dazed out.
Yeah, sometimes they're looking the wrong direction.
Yeah. Some of them are getting smarter and not running in front of the road. They'll wait by the side of the road, so that's a good sign, you know.
Yeah.
Only took them 100 years to get used to cars.
Yeah. They still like to jump in front of you.
Yeah.
Just the last minute they got to cross the road.
Yeah. That's a panic. Yeah, it's like a horse. You think about it, they panic like a horse does. So that's their issue.
Well, it's hunting season. And there's hunters all over the place out there, so I hope they get a few of them.
Yeah. Like I said, if you and your son don't mind us coming down, we can come down there and help, because it's the same hunting zone, you know.
Hey, it's okay with me.
Yeah. we try to make sure we drop one bullet drop kind of thing. That's our goal, is to, you don't want any harm for them, but the meat's very delicious, you know, and it can be used for a lot of things. I made Hungarian goulash, for instance, and it was a hit for the hunting camp. Huh. So.
Well, let's play a few tunes and warm this joint up.
This next one is one I kind of...
Well, you got all the music today,
well,
right?
Well, somewhat.
Yeah.
You reviewed some of it, but this next one's about seagulls. And
seagulls.
I was waiting in Erie for my son's girlfriend's appointment, and I was watching the seagulls, so this song kind of hit for me.
Okay.
Here we go.
Seagull, you fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Here is a man asking the question, is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky. Somebody shoots you down. across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why. And you fly all around till somebody,
wouldn't have no luck at all. Born under a bad sign. Born under a bad
Oh, that's Jack Bruce singing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He died.
Well, he was born, like, what?
He was born under a bad sign.
He was, like, born, I think, 20 years before you.
Him and the drummer, I forget his name, Ginger Baker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fighting all the time.
Ah.
They were hanging around when we were playing in New York City.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, it's pretty weird to be playing and Eric Clapton come in and sit down. And
yeah.
The boys, I mean, Leslie West and all these, you know, Alvin Lee and all these famous people, they're listening to us. I said, oh, geez.
That has to be weird.
Yeah, I think.
Especially these guys were like session guitarists, you know, session musicians for another 20 years before they even really got big, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a strange, strange world.
I would say probably I could see them being pompous jerks, you know. I could see that easily.
Well, those guys, not so much. I mean, they're just, you know. Just hanging out with themselves, you know, their own crew, their own people.
Right.
They didn't, I think it was, that place we were playing was like a hangout for them, because not a lot of people come in there looking for autographs and all that crap,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Just,
so, it was a little bit different there. But, you know, that's kind of like cold weather, you know, you just, oh, jeez.
I just, you know, there's a certain point where I'm sure you'd be, wouldn't you be sick and tired of people coming up to you for autographs all the time? It'd kind of get old after a while.
Oh, I'm sure.
Especially
when
you're out to eat with your family, you have your kids and wife with you, and you're like just trying to relax, and someone has to come up and ask for an autograph. Yeah, you should be grateful to a point, but there's also, they're human beings that want some privacy, you know, once in a while. Yeah. I can see both sides, I guess.
Well, some of them get downright rude.
Right.
I mean, very rude.
Right.
And so, where you really get to know them is when you have to work with them.
Right, yeah.
That's when you get to know the real inner workings of what some of these people are like, you know. And
right.
Some of them are pleasant as all get out, and a lot of them think they know everything there is to know in the world.
Or they could be jaded, you know.
It's all over the map, you know. So, anyways, let's.
We got some Dire Straits next.
Yeah, let's not do a very big long show. Let's just do kind of.
Yeah, we have to get back and make sure our fires are going.
Yeah, we got to throw wood in the fire so don't freeze.
Right.
All right. On with the show.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher. Fear and alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
sun's gone to hell. Let me bid you farewell. Every man has to die, but it's written in the stars, in every line in your palm. We're fools to make war on our brothers and our
from the people.
Right, Bill?
Yeah, hit that record button. Let's go.
We're awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we get out there soon enough, maybe the car won't be frozen.
No. Your temperature gauge for the should be back down to zero again.
Oh, jeez. It says it feels like 9.
Yeah.
Feels like 9 below.
just think.
You add a little bit of wind to it, and oh, boy.
Just be grateful whoever invented antifreeze, because we'd be so screwed driving around air-cooled vehicles.
I'd put beet juice in my radiator.
Beet juice.
That's what they put in the tires in the tractors.
Yeah.
So they don't freeze.
Isn't it like powder, though?
No, it's liquid. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Adds weight to...
Very red. It stains very easily.
Yeah. I should cover myself in that and be red.
Ooh.
Yeah, keep me warm.
Stuff really stains.
Yeah.
But
we got some more Dire Straits up ahead, too.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Let's kind of like them guys. I don't know why.
Yeah, they kind of really took rock and kept it going. It has a nice chill vibe to them. Yeah. We're playing songs that's not that popular either. Some of the more popular songs are overplayed, but these ones are chill.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
far away from me. You're so far away from me. So far, I just can't see. You're so far away from me. You're so
go so far away. And this next one, this is our last song, is a million miles away. We're getting somewhere where like we're pitching, maybe we're just I these songs just came about because it's so cold here and we just wanted to get away, maybe. So I'm starting to think here, you know, like, you know, Florida or somewhere warm, you know. You know, the one day, I think it was the first snow we had, it was a Monday, if you remember, and my brother, he lives in Florida, and usually they don't get snow there. But it was colder in Florida that one day than it was up here. It was like 50 degrees one day here, and it was like 30 something there. Huh. And I thought that was funny. Was
kinda, yeah, well, good. See, you guys can keep it.
You can keep it. Your oranges can freeze too. Yeah.
Well, everybody, yeah, this is the last song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, stay warm, stay safe. You got to watch. I mean, there's ice everywhere. Yeah.
And be careful shoveling.
I've been buying these bags of sawdust from the
Amish.
Yeah, the Amish. They make storage sheds or something.
So yeah.
It's soft. Well, I used that on my ramp because it was so icy. I used that on it, and it worked like a charm.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it's better than salt.
Yeah.
And I told Will, he was trying to push a car in his garage, and he couldn't get it in there. His truck was spinning on ice.
Huh.
He said, throw some sawdust under there. He did, and it just walked right in the garage.
There you go.
Yeah, it was slicker than snot. So sawdust is, and it's only a dollar a bag.
There.
You get a 100-pound bag for $1.
Oh, really? Jeez.
Yeah.
I might need to buy a few.
And they load it up for you. So, Yeah, I got, what'd I get? I got three of them the last time.
Oh, nice.
A couple weeks ago.
You have to send me an address for that place.
It's right there on Route 8.
Yeah.
Amos's Sheds or whatever that place is. Just south of Centerville.
Okay.
I guess it is.
All right, that's not that far.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, that stuff works great. If you want, I'll grab a bag
and
bring it up to
you. I might have to text you next week.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what you got for the last song, but...
A million miles away.
Everybody stay safe and watch the ice.
Oh, yes.
Boy.
And be careful shoveling.
Yeah, well, don't shovel if you don't have to.
Yeah, snow blow.
Hire some kid to do it.
Yeah, or have kids and then wait a few years and then they can shovel for you.
No, that's you don't want kids.
Yeah. It's free labor.
Yeah,
let's bring back that
movement.
It ain't
nothing free. You got to feed them, clothe them, and take care of them.
Yeah, they'd be seen, not be heard, right? Yeah.
Get the neighbor kids to do it.
That's right. I have no neighbor kids anymore. It's all old people.
Yeah, you're screwed then.
Yeah, that's why I go snow blow their driveways.
Yeah. All right. Well, till next week. Hopefully, we're all still here. And, it's not going to warm up. It's supposed to get colder tomorrow and Saturday.
Well, you be safe, Bill.
I got to deliver wood on Saturday. And I'm thinking, why did I do this?
Yeah.
I gotta be more careful.
Maybe you should tell them that you're not delivering wood after a certain date. After Thanksgiving.
Once it gets below 30 degrees, I quit.
There you go. You should do that. Put that on the website.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Come on. sung on the lips of everybody. There's a smile all around the room. There's conversation overflowing. So why must I sit here in the gloom? This hotel bar has lost its people. The piano man has caught the last bus home. The old bartender's asleep in the corner. So why must I still be here? I don't know.